Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Of course, having broadcasted this show for now better than 27 plus years. Today, I do not disappoint. We'll bring in the godfather of the HBO crew. That's right. Larry Merchant will talk some HBO boxing in a couple of minutes. And about 35 minutes past the hour, we'll bring in one of the hottest fighters in the world of boxing right now. I'm talking about Adrian Broner. Of course, he took care of Mr. Perez last Saturday night in HBO boxing. Of course, I predicted that. I said that Eloy Perez was stepping in over his head. I mean, he was stepping up way, way, way too much. He had mechanical flaws, and, well, it all came to fruition in the fourth round. He lay flat on his face, courtesy of some shots from Mr. Adrian Broner. So Broner is young, he's flashy, he's handsome, he's good-looking, he's fast, and some people think he can't possibly be beaten. If you've heard that before, it was Cassius Clay back in 1962. Straight up, we have a good show for you. That is the first hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, all about boxing, of course. And in the second hour, we'll bring in MMA. We'll talk about last week's UFC 144, a sellout, a great show from Saitama, Japan. And then, of course, last night, UFC went live on FX, coming to you from Sydney, Australia. So plenty of stuff to talk about. This first hour is all boxing. Second hour is MMA. Our toll-free phone lines all across America, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You like to join us via the Twitter? It's ringtalk at twitter@ringtalk.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and MMA.
There you are, in a swanky bar. Your shirt is ironed perfectly, and you smell like class. There's a beautiful woman beside you. You can't hear what she's saying, and frankly, you don't care, but you smile politely when she pauses. You know what's coming next, and a gentleman never disappoints. It's a good thing you have Rock Hard Weekend. That one little pill will make sure you leave her swinging from the chandelier. Rock Hard Weekend, the ultimate male performance enhancer, can be found at your local CVS, Kroger, GNC, and many others.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta-carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about the riboflavin.
Cauliflower.
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. And now visit newnutritionpossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
Boxing is an unnatural act. Because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left. You don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain, like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Ah, the horns of the mighty Tower of Power bring us back from the break as they play one more day, to believe, in Iowa today. Then they're off for 9 days, and then it's a one-month tour of Europe, including my native Norway. Native Norway? Yeah, my mother's Norwegian. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. This first hour, of course, dedicated to nothing but boxing. We bring in the godfather of the HBO crew, none other than Larry Merchant himself. Larry, a very good Saturday to you, sir.
Thank you, Pedro. It's a very good Saturday down here in Southern California.
It's always a good day in Southern California. The weather's almost always beautiful down there. You got nothing to complain about.
Weather-wise.
Weather-wise, exactly. All right, let's talk about last week's show. Devon Alexander moving up to 147, looking near flawless against Marcos Medina. Was that because of Medina's lack of skill or because of Devon Alexander's abundance of skill?
Well, you have to give Alexander credit. It was a victory he needed. He was fighting in his hometown, and he fought well. I do think that Medina is a good style, is a good one for Alexander, and I think that Medina's physical pressure type of fighter would be better against at 140, where he performed so well against guys like Khan and Ortiz and Morales, than it is fighting 147-pounder. Alexander seemed very comfortable. You put Maidana in against big lightweights, small welterweights, and he's a load to handle.
Okay. We're talking with the godfather, Larry Merchant, folks. We do have open phone lines coast to coast all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can also follow us on Twitter at Ring Talk. Larry, a couple questions. First of all, will Julio Cesar Chavez ever fight Sergio Martinez? I mean, they talk about mandatories. They talk about, I've seen Suleiman come out in the paper, Jose Suleiman come out in various periodicals and say that unless the junior defends his mandatory against Martinez, he will be stripped. I mean, is there any validity to any of this stuff, or is it just more bunk coming from the man of the world?
Chavez will fight Martinez when Chavez and promoter Bob Arum want to fight him. The title don't mean anything. If he wants to fight Martinez, who's still recognized as the best heavyweight, best middleweight in the world, and the real middleweight champion, he will. He himself has talked about fighting Martinez, even after he won his last fight. He talked about his condition not being ready for Martinez. So he has Martinez on his mind. He's going to be, I believe, 26 years old soon. And I think that after his next fight, which will not be against Martinez, Martinez fighting in a couple of weeks, Chavez scheduled to fight in June, I think that they may believe that that could be a modest pay-per-view and make a bundle of money. Scott, before he has to move up in weight. He came in 82 as a middleweight in his last fight. So obviously, as he gets older, he's not going to be able to punish himself, get down to 60. So I think it's possible that late that such a fight could happen, maybe early next year. There comes a time when his fan base, and it's a large fan base, want to see him fight pretty formidable. You may recall the same type of thing happened with Oscar De La Hoya. He was not. Some of them were older. Some of them were smaller. Some of them were just the right opponent for him at the time. And then fans start saying, "Okay, now show us what you really got." And finally, and then he did. So I think something like that will happen with Chavez before he wait.
Okay. Of course, Julio Cesar Chavez had been busted about a couple of months ago for DUI, been charged this week with DUI. Now, the kid's had his problems. He got caught. He was suspended by the Association of Boxing Commissions for taking a steroid hider, something that
he took a diuretic.
Yeah, but the diuretic was considered, how can I put this? The diuretic was considered by most people in the business of performance-enhancing drugs, as a drug in order to wash out steroids. So that's why I'm bringing that up. I mean, that's what I've heard.
Given the fact that he's had so many weight problems, that he was coming in at 175 the first time he fought at the middle, I don't think it's being naive that he needed to take something to flush his body to make weight. But whatever it is, he was caught, and it cost him a victory, and he was caught this time before fighting arguably his toughest opponent on a drunk driving rap. But, some issues that he's got to deal with, and he's got to show that he's serious and that he can fight at his present weight or move up before he damages himself trying to make the weight.
You know, Larry, it's very easy to get popped on a DUI. I mean, one good cocktail and an empty stomach, you can go out, you can blow over the limit. So there's no saying that he was really, really drunk during this.
I'm not questioning the DUI. I mean, if he was stopped, if he was driving a car and he was stopped, there must have been a reason for it. And he hasn't denied it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, let's just accept it for what it probably is and ask the questions of, is he really ready for prime time and for the big time?
Okay.
To his credit, where he started his career as a curiosity because of who he is and his name, and then it went over into skepticism, because he wasn't fighting anybody any heard of. But then it moved up to, maybe this kid is better than we thought he is. And maybe he is. So I'm willing to cut him a little bit of a break. But he's got to cut himself the break by taking care of his body and by, moving up.
Okay.
To fight the best fighters out there. But we have a situation in which he's already garnering very high television ratings. More than 14,000 people showed up in San Antonio for him. Mm-hmm. He is a kind of reincarnation of Oscar because of how his father was revered. And so he has options that other fighters don't because he really can put asses in seats.
Okay. Good point here. We're talking about Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., of course, fighting in San Antonio, the site of one of the biggest heists in boxing history when they took Pernell Whitaker's, they called it a draw after 12 rounds, he and Julio Cesar Chavez. I don't know if you remember the late Jack Tatum, number 32, the Oakland Raiders. I'm pretty sure you do. Don't you, Larry?
I knew Tatum, yes. I covered Tatum, interviewed Tatum, and so on.
Yeah, well, Tatum and I were pretty close friends. We used to bet at the fights over at Ricky Sports Theater over in San Leandro. So I bet $100 on Chavez in the Whitaker fight. And after the 10th round, I went over and I gave him the $100. So after the 12 rounds was over and they called it a draw, I went over and I asked for my money back. And Jack reluctantly gave it to me. He said, but you know Pernell beat him. And Pernell did beat him that night. No question about that. Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. losing that night to Pernell Whitaker pretty one decisively. Now let's check out how impressed were you with Adrian Broner last week? He's going to be on my show in just a few minutes here. How impressed were you with him, Larry?
I like him. I think he's a very good young fighter. I think, obviously, he's going to move up in weight. I'd like to see him at 135 at lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that given his body type, he probably will be fighting 140-pounders as well. And then we'll see, just how good he is and can be. I thought last week when he fought a kid who was rated, can't question that, but it looked like a size mismatch. It looked like a welterweight fighting a featherweight.
So why don't we go back to same-day weigh-ins then?
I'm sorry?
So why don't we just go back to same-day weigh-ins? If the NCAA can hold wrestling matches and have their guys weigh in 2 hours before matches.
In this particular, I don't question, we know why they went to the day before weigh-ins, because too many fighters with dehydrating themselves on the day of weigh-ins to make the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And the medical people felt that if they had the weigh-ins on the day before, that they would at least be able to rehydrate. That led to other abuses, and I don't think anything we do is going to ever solve all the abuses, because fighters are going to always... There are some fighters that have physical advantages and other fighters who are always battling the scale. I would just as soon see weigh-ins on the day of the fight or re-weigh-ins so that fighters can add unreasonable amounts of weight by rehydrating. 22 pounds in the case of Chavez.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to Broner, he's a very good-looking young fighter, American fighter, and, I want to see what he does against
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. We'll try to get Larry Merchant back for one more segment. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Some of the upcoming fights we want to discuss with Mr. Merchant, Sergio Martinez and Matthew Macklin. Who the heck is Matthew Macklin? Of course, that's March 17th on HBO, and it's 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Kind of low, don't even wanna go. Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You ask me how well did he fight, I don't know, but I can tell you one thing, he punched good.
That was the late Joe Frazier, and of course, that's the Tower of Power bringing us back from the break in a cut that was never released here in the United States called That's Just Where It's At. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, of course. Our second hour will be all about MMA. Right now, here with the godfather of the HBO crew, Larry Merchant. Next up will be the problem. They call him the problem, Adrian Broner. Of course, undefeated junior lightweight WBO champion. He'll be here at about 35 minutes past the hour. Now, Larry, I'm looking at some of these upcoming HBO dates. How good is Matthew Macklin?
I'm not sure. Apparently, he fought very well against Sturm in his last fight. A lot of people thought
he won that.
He lost a hometown decision.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's good enough to compete with Sergio Martinez. Frankly, I'm disappointed that it's not Andy Lee fighting Martinez, but that's just me. Macklin is a highly rated middleweight, third or fourth in the world, and they say, you know, he's aggressive and tough, and he's fighting on St. Patrick's Day in New York, so we'll see how that works out. I just don't know really how good he is.
I thought Lee was the odds-on choice there. He was the guy they were talking about. What happened to that?
Well, apparently, I'm not sure. You may remember that after Chavez beat Rubio, that there was a lot of talk, mostly from Bob Arum, Chavez's promoter, that they'd like to fight Andy Lee next. And suddenly they asked the boxing people, and the boxing people said, nah, that's not such a great idea. A southpaw with power. And why he's not fighting Martinez instead of Macklin, I don't know, because Lee has fought four or five very tough, dramatic fights on American television. And I don't think anybody in America has seen Macklin except a few degenerates like you and me, perhaps.
And I take that with a compliment.
It is meant to be. And so, but I don't know where Andy Lee sits at the moment. I think he's got a fight this weekend or next weekend, some small fight up in the Midwest, because he didn't want to be on the undercard again of a Martinez fight. And, you know, I think he's being undersold. I want to see Andy Lee because his fights are always good fights.
Okay. All the fighters in the world, and there's some pretty good fighters out there right now that can't get on TV, can't get on HBO, can't get on Showtime, and yet we've got Eric Morales going against Danny Garcia. Why is Eric Morales being brought back to HBO? For numbers? Does he generate good ratings?
Well, he's fought two pretty good fights since he came back. He lost a tough fight to Maidana, and then he beat a young, unbeaten prospect. Mm-hmm. And he was a part of the greatest generation of featherweights, you know, with Barrera and Prince Nassim and others. And he's a great crowd-pleasing fighter. Why wouldn't you want to see Eric Morales fight? I'm surprised that he took on an opponent like this, a young, unbeaten kid from Philadelphia. So it might be a real good fight. How many Morales fights aren't?
Yes, good point. Now, Nassim Ahmed, I'm glad you brought him up, formerly the Prince, of course, a one-time featherweight champion. Last time I saw a picture of him about 3 or 4 months ago. He weighs 240 pounds. How does a guy put on 126 pounds?
Well, I guess
eating a lot, but I mean,
you know, athletes, professional athletes, high-class athletes, work so hard at their sports that sometimes, when they stop, they forget how hard it was to maintain that weight. And if they don't have any vanity or health concerns, they can blow up to be super heavyweights, no matter where they started.
Well, a guy that used to blow up a lot in weight has now got his weight down to 175, and he's held it there for 6 or 7 months. I'm talking about the great Roberto Duran. Of course, he used to go from a lightweight at 135 and a welterweight at 147 to 210, 215. In fact, I remember Mike Trainer telling me, of course, he was the brain trust behind Sugar Ray Leonard, when he found out in late September of 1980 that Duran had ballooned over 215 pounds, he said, "We got to get Duran in the ring right away, so we'll wait a couple of weeks and we'll offer him like $8 million to fight Ray Leonard November 25th. And, of course, that was a no-moss fight in which Duran came in very weight-drained. So Roberto was getting his act together. One more move.
Let's change. Good to hear.
Yeah, that is. And he's a national treasure down there. And I think after losing Alexis Arguello in Nicaragua, you know, they did everything they could. Of course, I went down to Nicaragua and tried to get Alexis into rehab back in 1999. He refused, and 3 months later he got into a car accident, and the government told him either you go to rehab or you go to jail. And then when I saw him at the Hall of Fame in 2000, he told me in front of Tim Smith of the New York Daily News, "You're the man that saved my life." So I really appreciated that. And, of course, and 10 years later, you know, he gets shot, or he kills himself by being shot in the chest down there in Nicaragua. Of course, the hotbed of politics down there. He was the mayor of Nicaragua, so a little suspicion there. But I miss the great Alexis Arguello. I wanted to mention that, no question about that. Now, today we've got Vladimir Klitschko, one of the heavyweight title holders in the world. Of course, his brother Vitaly being the other guy. And he's taking on John Paul Mormick, who looks like a midget next to him. Why is this fight happening? Just to make money?
Well, make money, be active until somebody comes along who has a better shot. I mean, look, there have been some heavyweight shows outside the Klitschko's that have done well. Huck, who is regarded as the top
cruiserweight
guy in that division, gave a hell of a fight to Povetkin last week.
He did.
Some people thought he won the fight.
Yeah.
Maybe some smaller, more energetic, brave guys will give the big guys problems that they haven't had before. Chisora gave...
I tell you, all kinds of problems. Larry, I got to cut you off. It's Saturday. I love you. Have a good day. Say hello to your wife, and I will talk to you real soon. I thank you so much for your time, sir.
And tell Adrian Broner I'm looking forward to seeing him in his next fight.
All right, all the best. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, Adrian Broner right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
you
something?
Know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
The American boxer Clay here, certainly in control of the bout at the moment, but he does have his bad moments as Cooper comes in with that left hand. Oh, he's only just out of range with this one, just over the top of Clay's crinkly hair. Just seconds left of this fourth round, and it's Clay poking out one, two left hands, and then getting a good left hand from Cooper in return. A very solid one there by Cooper into Clay's face. Now Clay tries to come back the left foot, and Clay is down! Cooper has downed him! Oh, a beautiful punch there!
And as the bell goes, Clay had just been dropped by a beautiful punch from Cooper.
Ah, the harmony of the Tower of Power, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. You can check out my work for Tower of Power at towerofpower.com. Hit the message board. I've got my own section. It's called Pedro's Song of the Month. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we air each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Sports Byline Network, the American Forces Network, of course, the cable radio network, and live worldwide via the fabulous internet. Well, got some heat this past week. Got called a racist by both Germans and Filipinos. And I'll deal with the Filipino deal first, okay? The bottom line is Manny Pacquiao is a god over there. There's no question about it, okay? But some of the things that he said has been outright lies, if not ludicrous, if not stupid. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on, but I don't need to degrade Manny Pacquiao. That's not my point here. The bottom line is, you know, Manny Pacquiao said that condoms are a sin. And, of course, he's like a god over there in the Philippines, and I don't even want to think about speculate how many people have either had unwanted pregnancies and or caught sexually transmitted diseases because this buffoon has told them that condoms are a sin. Okay, but that's Manny Pacquiao, the congressman over there in the Philippines. And, of course, this week, you know, he's going around doing a press tour with Tim Bradley. He's going to fight Tim Bradley, I believe, June the 9th. And, of course, he said earlier in the year that if Floyd Mayweather Jr. wasn't going to jail on May the 5th, that he would fight Floyd Mayweather Jr. That's what he said. He said he had no problem with it, right? Then once he found out that Floyd wasn't going to jail until June the 1st, all of a sudden Manny couldn't fight until June the 9th. Now, I don't want to say that Manny's a chicken spit, but the bottom line is I think he lacks the intestinal fortitude and or even the ability to get in there in the same ring with Floyd Mayweather. In fact, I think that Floyd Mayweather, put it this way, and I'm repeating myself here, but Manny Pacquiao couldn't hit Floyd Mayweather in the butt with a ping pong paddle, maybe even a tennis racket. They're just not in the same league. I mean, you watched them fight Juan Manuel Marquez, their common opponent, right? Juan Manuel Marquez didn't win 30 seconds, didn't land a clean punch on Floyd Mayweather in 36 minutes of boxing. But yet, Manny Pacquiao loses to Juan Manuel Marquez. I mean, they tell him before the 12th round, Freddie Roach says, you need a knockout to win here. You see Manny praying in the corner afterwards on his hands and knees, praying for the decision. Yeah, like the God Almighty is going to help him here, okay? The bottom line is he did get the decision, but Marquez won the fight. So if you look at their common opponents, Marquez has beaten Pacquiao, even though he hasn't got the nod in two of the three fights, got a draw the first time, but hasn't got the nod in the second or third fight. And, of course, the Filipino flash, Nonito Donaire, was one of the people working press side that thought that Marquez won that fight, as did the majority of press row. So the bottom line is when you look at their common opponents, Floyd Mayweather spanked Juan Manuel Marquez. Manny Pacquiao had hell with Juan Manuel Marquez. That's why I'll say it again. Manny Pacquiao couldn't hit Floyd Mayweather in the ass with a ping pong paddle. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. My next guest is young, handsome, brash, bold. He's undefeated, and some people think he can never be beaten. I'm talking about the great Adrian Broner. How are you, young man? How are you, Adrian? We lost Adrian. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Things just aren't going good today. You know, when phone lines collapse and things just don't happen, you're doing live radio, it's a pain in the you know what, but that's where it's at. As far as the Germans are concerned, I said that white supremacy was a key to the Klitschko popularity. And the bottom line is the reason why I said that is that the Klitschkos are popular in Germany but nowhere else. They couldn't sell 5,000 seats in the U.S. without an opponent. I mean, yeah, Vitaly Klitschko came to L.A., did a good crowd at the Staples Center, but that was because of the Mexican-American Chris Arreola challenging him for the heavyweight title. That's why he did good numbers, because of Chris Arreola, not because of Vitaly Klitschko, okay? And Vitaly Klitschko fought a couple weeks ago against Derek Chisora. That fight was horrible. I mean, it was horrible. If these guys, like Larry Holmes said on last week's show, if he wasn't 6'7", if these guys weren't 6'7", 6'6", 250 pounds, they didn't fight like girls, they wouldn't be winning.
but yet the Germans love them. Okay, and I tried to tie into the fact that, you know, that the Great White Hope here in the United States. I mean, when Great White Hopes fight on TV, the ratings go up. It's not only here in the United States, but the Klitschkos can't even sell to the white supremacists. Not even the white folks will buy their fights here in the States. Why? You tell me. You tell me. Why are the Klitschkos that bad? Why do they suck that bad? They're horrible. They're horrible to watch. I've fallen asleep during Klitschko fights. Of course, I've fallen asleep during concerts before, but live concerts. But the bottom line is, I've fallen asleep on more than one occasion during a Klitschko fight. So why is that? They are absolutely the most two boring fighters in the history of the planet. And for those of you out there that say they're talented and they're this and they're that, well, I think you're overlooking the fact that they suck. And if they were 6'1", they wouldn't even be really champions right now. They'd be lucky to be B-rated contenders. Not that the heavyweight division right now is that much of is on fire. It's just not. It sucks. I mean, there's no question about that. We're going to go back to Adrian Broner. Adrian, how the heck are you?
I'm all right, getting a haircut.
Getting a haircut, man. You always getting a haircut, man. You know, you don't remember Marvin Gaye, the great singer?
Yeah, I remember Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye used to get a haircut with his hat on. You aren't getting a haircut with your hat on, are you?
No, I'm getting a haircut with my earphones in.
With my earphones in, okay. Now, talk to me. Last week, Eloy Perez talked a lot of smack, but when it came to the dance, he wasn't no match for you. Who is a match for you at 130? Anybody?
Nobody.
What about 135?
Nobody.
Okay, so how high can you climb, young man? Can you make 140 as well?
40, 47, it don't matter.
Some people say you're too brash, you're too bold, you're too cocky. But they only say that, as long as you're unbeaten. So I guess as long as you're unbeaten, they'll say what they want about you. But you've got a good fan base. Of course, you're out of Cincinnati, Ohio, the town that brought us, of course, the great Aaron Pryor. And I know you and the Hawk are tight. You and Aaron are tight, aren't you?
Right.
Okay. What's next for you? I mean, Eloy Perez was a mismatch. I mean, I don't know, cap on Eloy Perez, but your talent level was like 3 or 4 leagues above him. What's next for Adrian Broner?
We're just going to go to the drawing board and see what my manager and the promoter come up with.
Who would you like to fight?
It really don't matter at this point. I'll fight anybody.
What about Yuri Gamboa? And he's going to be fighting pretty soon. What does Gamboa bring to the dance?
Same thing the last 23 bring to the dance. He's going to come and try to win, but at the end of the day, I'll be victorious.
Okay, so who wins between him and Brandon Rios?
It's a tricky fight because, a lot of people think Gamboa is too small for Rios, but I think he has the skill to box around Rios, but, it's always a puncher's chance, and Rios can punch.
Okay. Speaking of punching, that was a pretty good shot you laid out Mr. Perez with last week. Was that anticipated? How'd you set that up?
I was just capitalizing off his mistakes, and, I really wasn't looking for the knockout. It presented itself, and, I took the shot.
Okay. Why is it that you have got an equal amount of lovers and haters? Why is that? I mean, you've got people that despise you, people that say he's too cocky, he's too bold, he's this, he's that, he brags too much. Then you've got other people applauding you, saying he's brash, he's cocky, but he's excellent. So why is there that split?
It comes with the territory. A lot of people going to love me, a lot of people going to hate me, but at the end of the day, they're both going to come see me. So it brings more money to the table. Without the hate, it wouldn't motivate me as much. Lovers is cool, but, the people who hate, that just motivate me to work harder.
Okay. When you look at the game of boxing right now, I think boxing needs more young men like you, brash, bold, and cocky, and you can fight as well, but... I mean, who would you really, really, really like? I mean, if there was a dream fight out there for Adrian Broner, who would it be with?
Floyd
Mayweather. You want to fight? You eventually want to fight Floyd Mayweather?
That'll never happen, though.
And why won't that ever happen?
You got the same manager.
Okay. Well, I've seen the same manager sit neutral and have both his fighters fight. Fight each other, so I've seen that happen in the past. Floyd Mayweather's taking on Miguel Cotto on May the 5th. Now, I've said that, you know, the great Manny Pacquiao, or allegedly the great Manny Pacquiao, that he wouldn't hit Floyd Mayweather in the ass with a ping pong paddle. Am I right on that? Expand on that.
I mean, the fight can happen, but I think, you know, Pacquiao has exposed his hand, and people are starting to see he is not what he's all hyped up to be.
Okay, and do you think that they're obviously, I mean, he said he was going to fight Floyd, but Floyd was going to jail, and then Floyd got the reprieve, and his jail stint won't start until June the 1st, and all of a sudden Pacquiao says he's going to fight June the 9th. Do you think that was a chicken spit move that he just pulled out because he's scared of Floyd, or what?
I think that their camp and the whole Pacquiao camp know that he have no chance of winning beating Floyd Mayweather, man. They're going to definitely keep trying to get as much money as possible before their window closed. But if the fight don't happen, then, you know, it'll be a big question mark in boxing. But hopefully the fight do happen.
Okay, I'm looking at, of course, that's May the 5th. May 19th, Lamont Peters is going to take on Amir Khan in a rematch. Who's going to win that one?
Lamont Peterson is going to win again. I told everybody that he'll win the first time. And, you know, Lamont, he's like a big brother to me. I grew up with him. You know, I trained with him a lot. And this time I think he's going to beat him worse.
Okay. Is Amir Khan Amir Khan, or is he really a good fighter?
Yes, he's definitely a good fighter. You know, he still have a lot to work on. You know, we all do, but it is what it is. You know, he's a good fighter.
Okay. You know, this idea of always brushing your hair and looking good, and this was something that Cassius Clay, before he became Muhammad Ali, took from a wrestler by the name of Gorgeous George. You ever heard of Gorgeous George?
No.
No, you got to do some YouTube stuff. But Gorgeous George was probably the most flamboyant wrestler ever, and he did the good stand-ups, and he did the good promos, and Ali said he learned a lot off, or Cassius Clay at the time, said he learned a lot off of Gorgeous George. So you remind me a lot of a young Muhammad Ali, because that's how far I go back now. When you look at the great Muhammad Ali and you see what's happened to him because of boxing and this and that, does that give you any second thoughts? I mean, does it make you want to become the defensive whiz that you are? Does it make you excel at being defensive, or what?
The only boxer I actually watch is Floyd.
Okay, good enough. He's a Floyd Mayweather fan, no question about that. Well, listen, man, tell your barber I said thank you for the time, and I thank you for the time. Hopefully we can get together and talk some more real soon.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
All right, the great Adrian Broner, folks, of course, 23 and zip, the man at 130 pounds, no question about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Yeah, we even interview guys getting haircuts. You're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the MMA Hour coming up at noon Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'll show you.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
That is the voice of Rick Stevens. Rick Stevens has been in prison since 1976. He was the second lead singer for Tower Power. He will be back in the house as far as out of the joint's concerned in June of this year. So we want to wish Rick the very best in rehabilitation. He's been in jail for like 37 years now. I think he's learned his lesson. He served his time, and he'll be getting out in June. So hopefully we'll get Rick Stevens on. Emilio Castillo and I, the leader of Tower Power, will tape an interview probably Monday for next week's show. Of course, they are going on a one-month tour of Europe. We'll talk about that. We'll talk boxing with Emilio. Of course, he's one of the biggest fans of Manny Pacquiao. And, of course, I don't think much of Manny Pacquiao. I think Adrian Broner said it all just about 2 minutes ago, that Pacquiao has played his hand. He's played his card. We've seen what he's got. I mean, he struggled with Juan Manuel Marquez. If he didn't lose to him, he struggled with him at the very least, okay? And what happened, Floyd gangster slapped Juan Manuel Marquez. So it's not even a fair fight. It's not. And anybody out there that wants to bet on Manny Pacquiao and wants to bet me, I don't bet people for the most part, but I only bet on sure things. Ask my ex-friend Ray there, my girlfriend Ray. She'll tell you like it is. I only bet on sure things. And I'm telling you, I'm betting on Floyd Mayweather over Manny Pacquiao. I think it's like stealing money. I think it's like robbing a Filipino bank, going to Manila, putting a gun up to the teller's head, and taking their money. I just don't even see that fight being close. It would be like an Indy 500 race with an Indy 500 car going against a broken-down Volkswagen. Straight up, Pacquiao not in Mayweather's league. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. We'll have a special Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, live on many of these same stations on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Cable Radio Network, live worldwide on the Internet. Of course, you can check out all the information on my website, ringtalk.com. That's RingTalk, ringtalk.com. Want to mention the guy singing right now, Lenny Williams, went back to Selma, Alabama to celebrate the Civil Rights March. He'll be doing that tomorrow. So, Lenny, peace be with you. Until next week or until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.